play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks in their home white, silver numbers trimmed in black, silver trim as well. Sullivan in their road black, red numbers and letters trimmed in white and red. Streaks win the tip. Starting lineup, Emily Miner, Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson, Yvonne Mixon, and Chloe McCarthy. As Sullivan comes out in a 2-3 zone, down it goes to Emily Miner on the left block, gets fouled on the shot, no call. Yvonne Mixon, an offensive rebound put back is no good, and the rebound comes down to Haley Rose for Sullivan. They start Lizzie Green, Avery Still, Haley Rose, Esther Miller, Chloe Riley. Esther Miller, what, 9 last year against the Streaks as their leading scorer?
Correct.
Streaks beat them, what, by 30 last year?
56-29.
Shot up and no good by Lizzie Green, rebound Chloe McCarthy. Andrea Sampson, right wing, thought about the three, kicks back out to Kelsey Legg, out high left side, it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Now Yvonne Mixon, high post, kicks out to Andrea. Now it's Kelsey out high right side. She'll stop and fire the three out high from the right side. Missed it, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Green for Sullivan.
Well, the Streaks definitely didn't solve their shooting woes in the last couple hours. They start this game out 0-3.
This is Esther Miller with it, and the ball gets knocked away, and it's stolen by Emily Meinert. Well, the Streaks start same way defensively they did earlier today. Hopefully we can hold this throughout the game. And not surprising to see Sullivan come out in a 2-3 zone with the size of the Streaks. As Chloe McCarthy fires a three right wing, just missed it off the front of the iron. And the rebound comes down to Miller for Sullivan. She gives way to Rose. Haley Rose with it. Bounces high post to Riley. Try to get it inside to Still. Knocked away. Now this is Green with it. Top of the key it goes to Riley. Out high right side, it's Miller with it now, being guarded by Andrea Sampson. Out high left side, it's Green. Left wing, it goes to Riley.
Well, Sullivan scored 50 in their first game against Altamont. Is that, there's a missed shot right there from Esther Miller. Rebound down, was that down
yeah,
by Andrea?
Andrea Sampson, yeah. I think Yvonne actually got a piece of that shot.
So Sullivan scores 50 in their first game. We scored 27 in our first game. So it'll be interesting to see. Scoring is at the pace of our first game rather than Sullivan's first game.
Andrea Sampson for three, right wing, too strong, but the rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy. Swings it back to Andrea. Now Kelsey between the circles as Lauren Campbell, Deja Range get off the bench to check in. Now Andrea, another three from the same spot. Too strong on that one again. And Chloe McCarthy can't hang on to the rebound. Came off quickly on the other side of the rim. It'll go back the other way to Sullivan as Yvonne Mixon and Chloe McCarthy get a break. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure here against the Wildcats.
Well, and I was kind of surprised we didn't see this in game one.
5:40 to play first quarter. No score. I'm looking at this big tat work on one of their players, Chloe Riley, coming from her shoulder across the top of her right arm. As a driving baseline shot blocked by Kelsey Legg, that was Haley Rose. Now a foul on the rebound. Who's it going to go against? Emily Miner, they call. So first foul of the basketball game. That goes against Emily. Sullivan will have it on their right baseline. It'll be Green to inbound. Bounces down to the right block for left block for Miller. Now kick it out high. This is Rose. Haley Rose left to the center circle. High post, it goes to Riley. Riley bounces right wing for Green. Green goes baseline, gets cut off, pulls it back out to the wing, gives out between the circles to Rose. Now it's Miller on the left wing. Back out to Rose out high left side, working against Kelsey Legg. High post, he goes to Riley, drives right side. Oh, my goodness. Emily Miner knocks the ball away and gets called for a foul. See, I mean, basically the ball was handed to her. she knocked it away and got called for a foul.
Well, what I was always taught growing up is you want to swipe up, because if you swipe down, the official has a tendency to call that a foul, and that's exactly what happened there. And Emily picks up her unfortunate second foul.
I mean, but he was in a spot where he should have been able to see it clearly, though, too. And a steal by Kelsey Legge on the inbound. Kelsey one-on-one pushes off, now pulls back, and swings it over to Lauren Campbell on the left wing. Lauren penetrates, runner in the paint, up no good, but she's fouled. We've seen that a couple times from Lauren today. She did in the earlier game as well. And Lauren's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Over 3.5 minutes almost into this game, and we have no score.
Chloe Riley picked up the foul. You know, the rosters here, they do not have any years or sizes of any of the players. I had some of the stuff from Salem earlier because I'd found it online, but looks to be Riley and Miller maybe 5'10". I mean, Riley must be 5'11". She looks like she might be at least as tall as Yvonne, if not a little more so.
Well, Tom, this tournament's only been going on for 39
years.
Yeah,
you haven't figured that out yet.
Ironing out the roster publication process.
Lauren misses both free throws. Riley comes away with a rebound for Sullivan.
Well, and the Streaks 1-for-6 in the first game from the stripe, so not a good start to this one. A little more of the same, unfortunately.
Rose to Emily White, left wing for three. Good. She just came into the ball game.
First bucket for either team in this game. We're almost 4 minutes in.
Now Lauren Campbell for three, left wing. Missed that. Megan Lingenfelter in. She's got the rebound. Deja Range in as well for the Streaks. And Kelsey Legge has it out high. She'll reset the offense as Riley Jenkins gets set to check in for the Streaks.
Well, Coach Massey must have some frustration going on. Plus the foul trouble for Emily Miner as Lexi Tucker is set to check in.
Oh, Lexi Tucker's coming too. Shot missed by Lauren Campbell down on the back door. Got her own rebound, missed again. And it is Haley Rose that comes away with it. Now it's Lizzie Green. Bounces high post for Still puts a shot up, can't hit, rebound Megan Lingenfelter for the Streaks. Lauren Campbell now, left wing, gets pushed and nearly shoved out of bounds. They call the foul. Not sure what exactly she was trying to do there. She wasn't going after the ball. Foul goes against Lizzie Green. That's her first, second team foul on Sullivan. 3-0, Sullivan leads, 3:32 to play here in the first quarter. Inbound comes to Riley Jenkins, who's in for the Streaks. Let's see. Lexi Tucker is checking as well. Left wing. Megan Lingenfelter swings it to Riley Jenkins on the right baseline. Fires an 18-footer. Good. Well, there. Maybe that'll get him going. Riley Jenkins on the feed from Megan Lingenfelter. Streaks trail 3-2. Full court pressure.
Streaks started the game 0-for-9 from the field before that hit.
High post. It goes to Still. Now right wing. This is Green, can't hit the shot. Rebound to Yvonne Mixon. Now it's Riley Jenkins on the dribble. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Riley, top of the key, Lauren Campbell. Back to Riley on the right wing. Riley Jenkins puts on the floor. Swing it over to Megan Lingenfelter. Back to Lauren Campbell, top
Lauren's
of the key.
Lauren's got to shoot that.
Yeah. Same with Megan right there. Had a wide open three. Neither one of them took it. Twice.
Right. I know Lauren's struggling right now from the field, but they're in a 2-3 zone. You've got to take that open three because you want to try to expand them out.
And the only way to get out of that slump is to shoot it. And now Lauren fires from the left wing, too strong on that one. Riley Jenkins with a weak side rebound, gets bumped, no call, is able to keep control of the ball. Gives it to Megan Lingenfelter, right baseline. She'll swing it back to Lauren on the left wing. Lauren puts it on the floor. Back to Riley, right wing, right baseline. Megan for three, just off the mark. Rebound tapped out by Yvonne Mixon, and Lauren tried to save it in bounds. It's going to go back to Sullivan. Yeah, I mean, you can't put it in the basket if you don't shoot it.
Right. No, and that's the thing. And unfortunately for the Streaks, we're seeing too often they're not taking those shots.
Well, that's what Evan, Coach Massey said in the post game, that, you know, the opportunities.
Travel
not called there and a near steal. But in that first game, that down the stretch, we had a couple open threes and didn't take them. Out high left side, this is White for Sullivan. Under 2 minutes to play first quarter, 3-2 Sullivan with the lead. Now on the dribble, this is Green. Over on the right side goes to Josie Orris, and she couldn't hang on. Streaks get it back on the Sullivan turnover. Chloe McCarthy back in for the Streaks. Lexi Tucker, Deja Range, Megan Lingenfelter, Riley Jenkins for Galesburg. Riley will bring it up and set the offense.
Lexi Tucker playing in the post, so she's in there for Emily since Emily's in foul trouble.
Left baseline, Megan Lingenfelter for three. Good! Megan Lingenfelter with her first basket, and the Streaks with their first lead, 5-3. Full court pressure. Megan had one in the second quarter of the earlier
game. That should
game.
Be streak ball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad call.
Oh, wow.
Basically what happened right there, Esther Miller got the ball stuck on her hand, and Chloe swatted it down off of her shoulder, and the official must not have seen it.
Yeah, she just lost the ball out of bounds off that, and kind of swung an elbow toward Chloe as well. Near steal by Lexi Tucker. Miller gets it in the paint, kicks out left wing to White and banked it in from about 15 on the left wing. Don't see that too often.
Well, White's got five and the streak's at five, so we have a tie game early on here.
105 to play here in the first quarter. Out between the circles, Chloe McCarthy on high left side, Riley Jenkins. Riley puts it on the floor, now picks up on the wing, and her pass gets knocked away, and it goes to the floor now. Lexi Tucker giving chase, and great hustle now. Her pass goes errant from the floor, and coming up with it for the Redskins is, who was that? That was a number three that's out. That's Josie Orris with it. She's got it now, gives out to White. Free throw line, Miller drives down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass, rolls it through.
Bucket by 23, Esther Miller.
Sullivan has her lead again, 7-5, 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter swinging to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. She'll penetrate, kick it back to Megan on the left wing. Thought about the three, they closed out on her. Now she picks up and gets to Riley between the circles with 10 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins on the dribble with 9, right side with 8, now with 7. On the dribble with 5, now with 4. Now Chloe to Megan. We got to get a shot off. Now to Chloe, three-pointer right side at the buzzer. Good! Hey, good to see Chloe get on the board there, too. Chloe McCarthy with a three at the buzzer. And after one quarter of basketball, it is Galesburg 8, Sullivan 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Sullivan with the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks lead 8-7. That's two more than we scored in the first quarter earlier today.
Yeah.
Inbound comes to Miller, and she puts it up and then off the glass left side as Sullivan retakes the lead 9-8. Kelsey Lake back in for the streaks. Now Chloe McCarthy out high right side. Andrea Sampson back in. Yvonne Mixon and Lexi Tucker in there as well. Chloe another three, this time from the left wing. No good, but Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Puts it up off the glass and in. Great job. She got the rebound and was able to put the ball on the floor and step around the defender to put it up and in.
Yeah, and it's a little thing, Tom, but one of the things I liked initially is she kept the ball high until she saw she needed that dribble.
Now Yvonne Mixon with a block
where's
shot.
Where's the foul?
Oh, come on. Yvonne blocked the shot. Pulled the rebound down. They hacked her across the arm. She lost it out of bounds, and they give it to Sullivan.
Wow.
Green to inbound from the left baseline. Out high it comes to Rose.
And even if you're going to say that she wasn't fouled, they knocked it out of her hand.
Yeah.
So that should have been streak ball.
Shot missed on the right wing from Orris, Josie Orris, and then it goes off of Miller. Last streak, so bring it the length of the court.
It's not like Yvonne just tossed it out
no.
of bounds.
No, yeah, I'm not sure what that official was watching. It was right in front of her. Right wing, Andrea Sampson bounces for Lexi Tucker down on the block. Lexi spins, puts it off the glass and in. My goodness.
Maybe this is what we needed.
Wow.
A little Lexi Tucker show right now.
Because she caught the ball in traffic, had to kind of pull it away from the defender. Now Kelsey Legg with a steal, and she's able to turn and put the shot up and in. Chloe McCarthy with it, left wing now for the streaks. Got pushed, and they didn't call it. Now Kelsey Legg has it between the circles. Bounces high post for Yvonne Mixon.
Give it to her.
Yvonne, ooh, missed Lexi that time. Kicks it out to Andrea. Now swing it left wing to Chloe. She'll bounce inside for Lexi. Low pass. Lexi kicks it back out to Chloe, left baseline. Now swing it to Andrea on high right side. She'll fire the three. Good. First basket for Andrea Sampson. She had 4 points in the earlier game, 15-9 streaks with her biggest lead of the ball game, 6-17 to play here in the first half as Andrea knocks it down near midcourt on the full court pressure. It'll go back to the Redskins. Checking back into the Sullivan lineup is Avery Still. She will replace Josie Orris. Still, you know, I'm saying 5'10". She looks, yeah, she might even be taller than Yvonne. As Andrea Sampson knocks it away again. And they'll have it on the far sideline in the front court this time. It'll be Lizzie Green to inbound. In it comes to Rose, and now
turnover.
Got her trapped up, and I think she stepped on the sideline in the trap there, and the Streets get it back as Lauren Campbell and Deja Range check back in. They'll replace Lexi Tucker and Chloe McCarthy. Back in for Sullivan will be Chloe Riley, and she will replace Haley Rose.
One of the things we talked about there in the from last game and also in the first quarter here was the Streaks' inability to hit shots. They were just 3 of 14 in that first quarter, including 0 of 2 from the stripe.
6 minutes to play, first half. Streaks lead 15-9. Andrea Sampson out left of the center circle to Kelsey Legg, working against the Sullivan 2-3 zone.
However, if you're looking for a positive, the Streaks started 0 for 9, so they finished 3 for 5 in the quarter.
Yeah. Lauren Campbell on high left side, who had Deja open, didn't get it to her. Boy, she's posted up there again, and they're not even looking that direction. Kelsey Legg with it, dribbles right. Picks up, gives to Lauren on the left wing. Lauren Campbell, swing it to Andrea, right wing. She'll fire the three. Good! Two in a row. 6-point run for Andrea Sampson. 18-9 streaks. There's a double up. Sullivan here with 5:22 to play here in the first half. Full court pressure again. As Sullivan breaks it, they've got numbers. This is Miller, drives down the left side, and Deja got a piece of it, no call. And Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Kelsey Legg now on the dribble. To Andrea Sampson out high right side.
Streaks are on a 10-0 run right now.
Lauren Campbell between the circles, left wing, Kelsey Legg. Swing it to Andrea on the right wing. Thought about the three, they closed out.
That was looking like it was going to be a heat check shot.
Yep. She wanted that one, but probably wise move to hold up on it. Now it's Kelsey Legg between the circles.
Well, this 2-3 zone is gotten a lot a lot more stretched out, which is what you want with this three-point shooting.
Now Andrea's got a back right wing for three. Goal!
Oh, there it is.
Three in a row. 21-9 streaks. And now another turnover on the full court pressure as White lost it off her foot, and the Streaks will have it back on the far sideline. And a full timeout called by Sullivan head coach Sherry McLean will take one as well, or McCain, excuse me. Streaks lead 21-9, 4:29 to play first half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Great news. Any size ice cold and refreshing soft drinks are still just $1 at McDonald's every day. That's the news. Now the weather. Soft drink lovers at McDonald's report enjoying ice cold deliciousness. Also reported, chance of refreshment, 100%. Get any size soft drink for just a dollar, only at McDonald's. A la carte only, limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
4:29 to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sullivan Redskins 21-9, or as you like to call them down here, Lady Redskins. They even call the Silver Streaks the Lady Silver Streaks. Streaks, looking good so far. Well, a lead like we had, actually a 12-point lead. Well, we had 11-point lead in the second half earlier today. So hopefully the Streaks can hold on here and keep playing the way they are. Riley Jenkins back in for the Streaks. She's got it. Gives to Megan Lingenfelter, who's also back in. Swing it over to Lauren Campbell, left wing. Drives baseline, bounce inside for Deja. Drives into the paint, gets between the defenders. Yeah. And nope, they're going to say she traveled. I think she slid the pivot foot before she was kind of getting through the double team there.
Coach Massey, a little bit more adventurous than I would be with how hot Andrea was shooting. I don't think I would have taken her out of the game until she missed one.
Yeah, because she hit, three in a row?
Right.
Top of the key, three-pointer for Avery Still puts it up and in.
Emily
White.
Oh,
no, Emily White, I'm sorry, is number 10. That's her second three of the ball game. She's got 8 points, 21-12, our second palindrome of the day.
Yeah, and it was
and the same score, yeah.
It was 21-12 last time, too, and that great, didn't bode well for
and
us.
A great Rush album. Driving down, this is Riley missed the easy shot. Lauren Campbell with a rebound for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins on the run. Swings it to the right wing to Megan Lingefelter.
Who had that rebound for us, Lauren?
Yes, Lauren Campbell had it. Yep, Riley Jenkins with it now out high right side. Give to Deja, top of the key. Deja range, left wing. It goes to Lauren Campbell. Goes baseline, pulls back out, gives to Deja out high left side. Deja puts it on the floor and gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Back to Lauren Campbell, left wing. Pulls out, gives to Deja near the center circle. High post, it goes to Emily Meinert. Right baseline, Megan Lingefelter for three. Too strong on that one. Right on target, but the rebound comes down to Green for Sullivan. Green quickly down the other way, lays it up, rolls off, no good. Megan Lingefelter with a rebound. Got pushed, no call. Runs it down and gives way to Riley. Riley Jenkins with it. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. 21-12 is the Streaks' lead. Megan Lingefelter to Deja going down the right side of the lane. Lost a handle on it. Tried to bounce for Emily, but didn't get a good grip on it as she had lost it on the bounce.
Six turnovers now for the Silver Streaks.
Out high left side, this is Emily White. Free throw line, it goes to Still. Now right wing, three-pointer up and good by Lizzie Green. That's her first basket. Make it 21-15 Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play. Now the Streaks turn it over again. Over through Emily Miner, trying to get it to her down in the post. This is Green for Sullivan. Out near the center circle, out high right side to Riley. Riley, left side, it goes to White. Now this is Still with it. Still to White, out high left side. She'll fire the three-pointer. She's feeling it. Missed that one. It's going to go back to the Streaks as the rebound falls out of bounds. With 2:06 to play here in the first half, and the Streaks leading 21-15. Yvonne Mixon, Kelsey Lay, Chloe McCarthy, Andrea Sampson back in for the Streaks. Emily Miner will stay on the floor with this group.
Yeah, and Emily again with two fouls, so she's got to be careful while she's in there. You don't really want to pick up that third here in the first half. Could get to her.
Oh boy. Yeah, Yvonne tried to get over the top to Emily. Got blocked away, though, and the Streaks turn it over again. This is Green, tapped away by Andrea Sampson. Green gets it back. Now it's Riley. High post, it goes to Miller. Miller drives right side, scoops up a shot, missed it, gets her own rebound, puts it high off the glass and in. Well, I thought Andrea Sampson defended it. Well, now Emily Miner running the floor on the pass from Kelsey Legg, lays it up and in. First basket for Emily Miner, 10 make it 23-17 Streaks, 1:26 to play in the half. 2-on-1 break now. Miller gives to Green, travel with a no call. Emily Miner steals it away, and they call a jump ball. How did you miss the travel there? I mean, she took, that's what Coach Massey saying the same thing. She took two steps before she made the pass. Fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their direction.
Eighth turnover for Sullivan.
1:20 to play in the half. And the Streaks leading 23-17. This is Kelsey Legg to Andrea Sampson right side. Back to Kelsey out right of the center circle. 67 seconds to play in the half. High post, it's Yvonne Mixon dribbles left, kicks to Chloe McCarthy, left baseline for three. That's way short, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Is it going to go against Emily? If so, that's her third.
I hope not.
Yep, Emily Meinert. See what they have up on the board. Yep, they got it right. They had her for two already, so that's three on Emily Meinert. So quickly back into the ball game is Lexi Tucker.
That's her third.
Quickly back the other way. This is Riley. 17-footer up from the left side and good by Avery Still. That's her first basket and make it 23-19 Streaks with 43 seconds to play. Now they're doubling out on Andrea out on the right wing. But so she penetrates the runner on the right baseline. No good. Chloe McCarthy with a rebound. And Miller gets called for the foul. And I don't know about that one.
Probably a generous foul call for the Streaks because it looked like it was all ball.
But that was, I think it was a good angle for us and a bad angle for the official on that. I think there was another player between he and that because it looked like she was right on top of the ball as Chloe was going up. But Chloe will go to the free throw line with two shots and makes the first.
Oh, the Streaks have now matched their makes the free throw line from the first game at one. And doubled it.
All right. So Chloe's got five in the ball game. And that foul went against Miller, didn't it? That was her first foul. 30 seconds to play, 25-19 Streaks. Right wing, this is Riley. In the post, it goes to Miller. Drives in. Traveled again. No call. My goodness. Now got it somehow. Got it to still. She puts it up in there, but she traveled. She did a jump stop, then jumped again. Chloe McCarthy inside, tried to get it to Yvonne, got knocked away. Fortunately, Kelsey Legge able to run it down. 9 seconds to play.
Look
now
at Tucker.
Eight.
Oh,
Lexi
Tucker
wide
was
open.
Wide open under the basket.
4 seconds. Chloe fires a long three. Go! From about 22 feet, Chloe McCarthy. She hit one at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter and hit that one with about a second to play. We have played one half of basketball. Well, at least we ended the half better, and we've also already topped our point total from earlier today. At halftime, it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 28, the Sullivan Redskins 21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Anything under your vehicle that affects drivability, we can fix it. Tires, shocks, brakes, wheel alignment, even air conditioning. Just give us a call.
You better call Dave's.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Mattoon High School, Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Sullivan Redskins at halftime 28-21. Streaks were up 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. Outscored Sullivan 20-14 in that second quarter. A halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Of course, Streaks lost earlier today, just a couple of hours ago, to the Salem Wildcats by a score of 30-27. Pretty disappointing in that one. Streaks had an 11-point lead in the second half, and just could not put the ball in the basket. And it showed. The other games here today, Liza, did you get the other scores they had down there?
Yes.
Somewhere.
I got to find where I put it, but I did get them. Oh,
I glanced at the board. Usually I take a picture of it.
Altamont, in the first game of the day, beat Sullivan 52-50. St. Anthony prevailed over Vandalia 39-30. that only beat Mattoon 47-38. And as Tom told you, Galesburg lost to Salem 30-27. And in the game right before this one, only with a 56-41 win over Vandalia.
And the other games here tonight, once we're finished, it'll be Salem taking on Altamont. Then the last game tonight, we'll have Mattoon taking on Effingham St. Anthony. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the first game of the day, 8:30, Breakfast with the Streaks, 8:06 pregame here on WGIL. We'll take on Altamont, and I haven't looked up their team name. I think they might be the Indians. I'm not sure.
That sounds right.
I think I did look them up at some point. They're out there on the floor right now, but I can't. Yeah, I'm trying to see what on some of their
their
hoodies.
Indians.
Yeah, Altamont Indians tomorrow morning, followed by Salem and Sullivan, Vandalia, Mattoon, Olney, and St. Anthony. And then we'll determine after all those games are over who starts playing at 4, 5:30, 7, or 8:30. So our guess is we'll play either the 7 or 8:30 game. Not sure at this point. It would be more likely the 7 o'clock game. Not sure yet. Now the Galesburg High boys in action tonight. They will be over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, and they will take on the Rochester Rockets tonight. The Streaks 8-2 record going into that tournament, and probably a good bet to win that thing again this year. They go in against an 0-7 Rochester team tonight. Brad Benoit with Steve Cheeseman will have that action for you coming up at 6:40 for the pregame 7 o'clock tip. Then tomorrow morning the Streaks will play at 9 o'clock, so they'll take the air at 8:40. But that game is going to be on 92.7 FM the Laser. So 92.7 FM for the boys game tomorrow morning. We'll remind you of that again tomorrow morning when we get started. All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 28-21. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
The furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
I spent my whole life believing I was the only one to escape the bad eyes gene in my family. But ever since I hit the big 4-0, I spent a lot of time moving my arms around to get the fine print to focus. My wife laughed at me the other day when I asked our 7-year-old to read my phone for me.
Sorry.
Yep, I think it's time.
Just because you've never had vision problems doesn't mean you don't need a yearly eye exam. As we age, our eyes change, and it's common for vision problems to occur midlife. Let the doctors at Kehoe Eye Care give you the most thorough eye exam available and ensure you're seeing the world clearly. Make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy tonight, a 50-50 chance of snow overnight. Low of 3 above, wind chill near 6 below. Below zero wind chills tomorrow with cloudy skies, a chance of snow, high 17. Slight chance of snow tomorrow night, low 9 above. Chance of afternoon snow Friday and a high of 17. Right now it's 4 degrees above zero at WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson. Streaks lead at halftime, 28-21. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Andrea Sampson's 9 points on 3 three-pointers. That 6-point run there in the second quarter. 8 points for Chloe McCarthy, a couple of threes, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Lexi Tucker off the bench with a couple of baskets, a little 4-point run in the second quarter. 3 points for Megan Lingenfelter on a 3-2 for Riley Jenkins on a 2-pointer. 2 points for Emily Meinert on a basket. Streaks 2 for 4 from the line, 6 three-pointers. Sullivan led by Esther Miller with 6 points on three baskets. 8 points for Emily White to lead the way. A couple of threes and a two. Four for Avery Still on a couple of baskets. 3 points for Lizzie Green on a three-pointer. Three three-pointers, no free-throw attempts for Sullivan.
You look at the turnovers, only eight for the Streaks. That's an improvement over the first game of the night or of day. Sullivan also turned the ball over eight times. Rebounding battle, Streaks with a 17-10 edge there, 7-2 on the offensive boards. Sullivan is 9 of 21 from the field, including 3 of 5 from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, 10 of 25, 6 of 16 from downtown. Now, you know, you've got to feel good if you're the Streaks. They're shooting 40%, but probably more impressively, they've hit 10 of their last 16.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Sullivan with a basketball to start the second half. This is Green. Gives way to White. Right wing, it goes to Still. Still bounces for Green. Knocked away by Kelsey Legg and taken by Yvonne Mixon. And, boy, they blew the whistle for a jump ball. And, I mean, the possession points toward the Streaks. But, again, Yvonne had the ball and it ripped it away before the whistle even blew.
I mean, one would say, the Streaks have the possession arrow anyway, so what's it matter?
But a waste of a possession arrow.
Exactly. Exactly.
So now they're going to come out and pressure more of a half-court trap. I don't know, they're not really trapping. They're just chasing the Streaks guards. Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg out high right side to Yvonne Mixon, top of the key. Yvonne over to Andrea right wing, back to Kelsey out high right side. She'll dribble left, penetrates, gets between the defender, scoops it up, can't hit, but she gets fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Kelsey Legg with that one almost went in. Kind of a wild shot as she got fouled.
But
it goes against Avery Still. That's her first, and Kelsey Legg goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. First one is up. That one is good. Streaks lead 29-21.
Well, hopefully if they learned anything from the first game, it's that they've got to hit these.
Kelsey Legg, second one up and good. So first 2 points of the afternoon for Kelsey. And the Streaks lead 30-21. Some full court pressure. This is Green on the dribble in the backcourt. Breaks the pressure. Gets across right of the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Riley. High post. Miller drives down the right side. Shot blocked by, I believe, Emily Miner got a piece. Now another jump ball. And see right there, the other one should have been, so this one should have been the Streaks' possession, but it's going to go to Sullivan. Because that last one should not have been a jump ball. So Sullivan will have it under their own basket. Green will inbound from the left baseline. Left wing comes to Riley. She'll fire the long three. That's an air ball. And Miller hustles and saves it back in bounds, but Chloe McCarthy steals that away. Chloe lost the handle, now got it back. Gives to Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Bounce to Emily Miner down on the right block. Puts it up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Still for Sullivan. Emily Miner just cannot. I mean, she had a basket there in the second quarter. As Miller drives down the left side, she missed an easy one. Andrea Sampson with a rebound. Andrea on the run. Oh, Miss Chloe McCarthy was wide open running the floor on the left side. Now it's Yvonne to Andrea. Left wing for three. Good!
Still hot.
Her fourth of the ball game. She's got 12, make it 33-21 Streaks, equaling their biggest lead of the ball game. Now Andrea's getting a call for a bump, chasing down Still, she was dribbling down the left side of the court. That'll be the first foul on Andrea, first team foul on the Streaks in the second half. 6:21 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 33-21. Riley, right wing, it goes to Still. Still goes baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Miller with a rebound, shot blocked by Yvonne Mixon, and Emily Miner taps the rebound around, then pulls it down. Now goes to Yvonne, running the floor right side on the pass from Kelsey Legg. Yvonne turns and puts it up and in. Her first basket of the night. Make it 35-21. I guess it is. That's 5 o'clock. That's close enough tonight, right?
Yeah.
35-21, biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks. 5:50 to play here in the third quarter. Miller, free throw line, left wing. Traveled. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a late call.
Wow. She was like a running back with that one. I mean, she didn't even think about putting the ball on the floor until she was about three steps in. That was, who was that, White.
Doesn't the evening news start at 5, so therefore.
Yeah, that would be evening,
be
night, right? Right?
Yeah.
Not starting night. Sorry, Will. Andrea Sampson with it. Top of the key, Yvonne Mixon. Now right wing, Andrea Sampson for three. Short on that one. Right on target. What a rebound. Rebound and put back. Reach back with one hand, snatch the rebound out of the air, put it back up and in. Four for Yvon Mixon, 37-21 streaks. 5:20 to play.
A little quarter. Odell look right there with that one-handed snap.
This is wide out high right side to Riley. High post Miller drives down the right side of the lane, and she's going to be fouled. Got sandwiched there by Andrea Sampson, and Yvon Mixon is going to go against Andrea. That'll be her second foul. So Esther Miller will go to the free throw line with two shots. She had six in the first half, scored nine against the streaks last year. And they're just kind of doing the same thing every time. They're giving it to her at the high post and letting her go. 5:12 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 37-21 as Lexi Tucker gets set to check back in, as does Riley Jenkins and Lauren Campbell. Esther Miller's first shot is up. That one missed.
They've been stuck at 21 for a long time.
Kelsey Legg, they're sending her over to see the trainer. I don't know that looking at her finger. So Lexi Tucker, Lauren Campbell, Riley Jenkins in. Andrea Sampson and Emily Miner stay on the floor. Second shot is up, and that one is missed. Rebound, Andrea Sampson snags it away. Andrea across midcourt, right side. Gives to Riley Jenkins, right wing. Yeah, she got called for the travel. That was a close one. I wasn't sure if they would call it or not. But
well, you know, we only let a bunch of them get away in the first half.
Right. Got to make up now. Haley Rose back in for Sutherland. She'll walk it across midcourt, across the big green M. Out high right side, it goes to Lizzie Green. And she did the same thing, the exact same travel that that Lexi or Riley did. But doesn't matter, as Lauren Campbell stole the ball away anyway. I think that Lexi Tucker had knocked that ball away initially. Now a kick is going to be called on Green. Streaks will have it in front of their own bench.
Reset the shot clock.
4:45 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 37-21. Lauren Campbell inbound from in front of the Streaks coaching staff. And it comes to Riley Jenkins, right of the center circle. Now to the left, now back to the right, and gets to Andrea Sampson.
Well, what the Streaks really need, because the guards are pressuring so high up, they need to get somebody out of the high post and flash high post so that the lower line of the 2-3 sits lower. They're letting him come way too high.
Lauren Campbell for three, left wing. That's just off the mark. Rebound comes down to Riley as Lexi Tucker knocks it away, and Lauren Campbell comes up with it. Lauren with it. Well, also, the back of the zone is playing so high that they should be able to get a back door. They're all the way up on the volleyball end line.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If they would flash high post instead of just – now they're in a man-to-man.
Okay.
Oh, well, maybe not. They had a man-to-man look there because somebody was guarding Lexi Tucker, even though she was way out on the wing.
Now Andrea Sampson drives baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer. Short rebound comes down to Still for Sullivan.
It's almost like a matchup zone.
Oh, Miller got behind the defense and would have had an easy two. Lexi Tucker got there late, but it actually wasn't a bad foul. She bumped her hard enough. She wasn't able to get an easy shot off. So the first foul on Lexi Tucker. And Esther Miller goes back to the free throw line. Two more shots. She just missed two a few moments ago. So Lexi Tucker came in and hit a couple of baskets right off the bat for the Streaks. First free throw this time up and good for Miller. Lexi is a 5'8 junior for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Yvon Mixon back in. Megan Lingefelter back in. Kelsey Legg back in, replacing Emily Miner, Riley Jenkins, and Andrea Sampson.
That free throw breaks a 12-0 run by the Streaks.
3:42 to play in the third. Streaks lead 37-22. Second shot up. Missed that one, but the rebound comes down to Still. She missed the easy shot. Lexi Tucker with the rebound for the Streaks and gets fouled from behind. It's going to go against Esther Miller. That was not a smart foul there. She's reaching in and had no chance to get that ball away from Lexi Tucker. She did a good job protecting it when she brought it down.
Here's the press. Lexi Tucker doing a great job giving Coach Massey minutes right now.
Megan Lingefelter in the backcourt to Lauren Campbell. They break the press, but gets knocked away. Lexi Tucker runs it down. Now Lauren has it out high left side. Gives to Kelsey right of the center circle. Now to Megan right wing. Swing it to Lauren left baseline. Lauren penetrates, stops, kicks over to Kelsey. I thought she was going to fire the three. Now gives to Megan right baseline for three. Short. And the rebound comes down to Still for Sullivan. 3:08 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 37-22.
After the first game of the day for the Streaks, you kind of want this clock to speed up.
Yeah.
Because this is about the time that they went on a cold spell.
Inside it goes to Miller and missed the easy one again. I think Lexi Tucker bothered her a little bit. Megan Lingefelter with a rebound. A nice dish to Lexi Tucker running the floor. Megan Lingefelter to Lexi Tucker. She lays it up and in. And a timeout called by Sherry McCain. 2:46 to play. It's going to be a full timeout here. Streaks lead 39-22. So it was Lexi Tucker on the defense, and then Megan Lingenfeld got the rebound. Lexi ran the floor. Megan got the outlet to her, and running the floor, she laid it up and in. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, and this week we're driving a 2017 at Nissan Titan. It's a three-quarter ton pickup. It's got the full cab, four-door, and it's very, very roomy. And, it's a luxurious drive. You're in a truck, and you're sitting in this thing, and you're up a little bit higher and everything. It's like, wow, this is like sitting just in a really, really nice car. Rides really nice, especially out on the highway. And check this out. It's a 2017, and right now on all the 2017 Titans, 0% for 72 months plus $2,000, or you could do $8,000 year-end savings. And lifetime warranty right now, pro-certified lifetime warranty. This for all vehicles 5 years old or newer that are under 80,000 miles. Now, this is a lifetime warranty. Doesn't cost you a penny. It's an unlimited time, unlimited mileage. Absolutely no cost to you. Engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, drivetrain assembly. Yeah, that's right. That is a pro-certified lifetime warranty. That comes with your 2017 Nissan Titan. Check out all of them they have in stock at Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. 2:40 to play here in the third. Streaks lead 39-22, and they're going to come out in a zone now, running the 1-3-1. This is Rose with it out high right side, and Sullivan yet to figure out the defense. Finally, they do. Now a steal by Megan Lingenfelter. Gets it knocked away from behind. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it near their own coaching staff. Streaks confused them coming out of the break with the 1-3-1 zone.
Well, a nice change here is six turnovers in this quarter for Sullivan. Usually this season we've seen a lot of the Streaks turning the ball over, but right now Sullivan's got 14 in the game compared to 9 for the Streaks.
Lauren Campbell drives right baseline, got cut off, tried to get the pass. It got blocked away, still able to pick it up and gets it out to Kelsey Leg out high, and Coach Massey calls a timeout. This is going to be a 30-second timeout. I think he thought that Lauren was going to be in trouble. So Coach calls a 30-second timeout.
Well, I mean, at the very least, yeah. you have four. You had all your timeouts left.
Right.
You might as well take one, try to set something up to get some points.
2:07 to play here in the third quarter with Streaks with a 39-22 lead. Silver Streak boys basketball coming up in just a little more than an hour and a half, or just about an hour and a half here, as 6:40 for the pregame. As the Streaks will open tournament play over at Taylorville, they'll take on Rochester. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. Streaks with the basketball. Yvonne Mixon back in. She's got it. Gives to Megan Lingenfelter, right wing, out high right side to Kelsey Leg. Now it's Lauren Campbell out high left side, left baseline. Megan Lingenfelter for three. Good! Second of the ball game for Megan Lingenfelter, 42-22, biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks with 1:48 to play here in the third quarter.
Biggest lead of the tournament
right.
For the Streaks.
This is Green, fires a 17-footer, no good, and Megan Lingenfelter in there. No, that's Kelsey Leg with a rebound, and she gets fouled from behind. That's going to go against Esther Miller, and that's going to be her third. Oh, no, they're going to say Kelsey stepped out of bounds.
Oh.
Okay, I thought they called a reach. So the Streaks turn it over, inbound to Miller down on the left block. Kicks out to Green on the left wing. Green penetrates and
traveled.
Carried it again. No call. She got knocked away. She picked it up and ran for a step. Now a steal by Lauren Campbell.
It's Lauren's third steal of the game.
Kelsey Leg with it out high left side. 1:23 to play in the quarter. Megan Lingenfelter now to Lauren Campbell right wing. Lauren drives baseline, bounces for Yvonne Mixon, and lost that, but it goes off of still last, or rather that's White. And the Streaks will have it back. Lauren Campbell, Lexi Tucker get a break. Chloe McCarthy and Emily Miner back in for the Streaks.
Number three, Orison for the Redskins.
1:17 to play in the quarter.
Ooh.
Inbound. Ooh.
She missed Emily. She had Emily wide open in the post.
Got to do Emily
what
that time. Megan Lingenfelter bounced
it
for Emily down on the right block, dribbled down, went up over the defense, put it up and in. Her second basket.
That was her best-looking shot of
the
tournament
so far. Yeah, it was, by far. 44-22 Streaks, a minute to play, third quarter.
White. She looked confident and strong when she took that one to the basket.
Now the ball gets knocked away by Kelsey Leg and Yvonne Mixon. They didn't know where it went. White came up, or rather,
we're going to get a foul on Kelsey Leg.
With it,
but yeah, Yvonne and was it Chloe and Kelsey?
There was Kelsey. It was Yvonne and Kelsey.
Yvonne and Kelsey collided. And the ball popped up in the air, almost like two DBs breaking on a ball, and the ball popped up, and neither of them saw it.
So Miller's able to pick it up, got fouled, and now the inbound stolen away by Emily Meinert. Kelsey Legg to Megan Lingenfelt to right wing. Megan for three. Good! Megan Lingenfelt with her ninth point of the ball game. 3 3-pointers. Make it 47-22 streaks. Now underneath it goes to Miller and Kelsey Legg trying to sell it with both hands up. She did put her hand down on top. It looked like she got cleanly on top of the ball, but when the hands are straight up and you bring that wrist down even, you get the call. Stop the easy two, but Miller goes to the free throw line with two shots. Did she hit one of two last time? That's what I thought. 35.3 to play in the third. Streaks lead 47-22. Esther Miller at the free throw line.
I don't know how that one fell in.
Used all the rim on that one. Finally fell through. Riley Jenkins back in. She'll give Kelsey Legg a breather. With 35.3 to play. We got a lot of candidates for the day's Auto Body Crunch Time tonight.
That's a nice change from some of the recent games.
Of course, Lexi Tucker, Lauren Campbell, I mean, Kelsey Legg again, Megan Lingenfelder, Andrea Sampson.
Speaking of Megan Lingenfelder, that was her fifth rebound of the game. So she is putting together a nice game to go with her 9 points. She has 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal.
Emily Meinert, now Sullivan in the man-to-man with 17 seconds to play. Megan Lingenfelder right of the center circle. Now with 14, picks up, gives to Riley left of the center circle with 11. Now with 8. Riley, nice backdoor pass to Yvonne Mixon from Riley Jenkins. Yvonne lays it up and in as time runs out here in the third quarter. Wow, nice no-look pass from Riley Jenkins on the right wing to Yvonne Mixon going down the right side of the lane. After 3, Galesburg 49, Sullivan 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
No matter the season, no matter the reason, anyone who has a car, truck, or van would love a detail gift card. Swing by the shop with the palm tree on Grand Avenue and get yours.
You better call Dave's.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Rochester is first up for the Galesburg boys basketball team, and the Silver Streaks get underway at the Taylorville tournament tonight. I'm Brad Benowitz, joining Steve Cheeseman and me for Silver Streaks boys basketball tonight at 6:40 on WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway from Mattoon High School. Town Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Sullivan Redskins 49-23. Yvonne Mixon down on the right block to feed from Chloe McCarthy. Couldn't hit, but gets her own rebound up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled. If that's against Miller, that's her third. And it does go against Esther Miller. She just picked up her third foul. And Yvonne Mixon will go to the free throw line. She's got 8 now and a chance to make it 9. So the Streaks outscored Sullivan, 21-2 in that third quarter. Yvonne misses the free throw, but Emily with a rebound lost it. Oh, it went off the foot of Miller, and they're going to give it to Sullivan. the official act like she just assumed Emily dropped it. And again, when the ball goes off at an angle, if Emily dropped it straight down, but it went flying straight out of bounds, it went off of the foot of Miller.
She dribbled it right off of Miller. It wasn't even iffy.
Now we got a foul away from the ball. I think Chloe McCarthy with the reach. Emily.
Fourth. Thankfully, we have a nice cushion here.
Yeah.
And coach should not matter.
Yeah, he doesn't even have anybody up off the bench at this point to replace her. Now a quick five-second call.
5 second call.
Wow. Yeah, I don't even know if he'd gotten to 3 or should have been a 3 yet.
Generally, those who are considered of the makeup variety.
Yeah, yep. All right, so Andrea Sampson dribbles left wing, picks up, kicks out to Emily Meinert, top of the key. She'll penetrate, now kicks to Riley Jenkins, right wing. Now back to Emily mid-post, spins into the paint, puts a shot up and got it.
Yeah, this is an entirely different Emily Meinert than we saw in the first game. She looks confident and strong.
More like the Emily from last year's tournament. Now a 15-footer up and no good from Green, and the rebound's going to go off the hand of Yvonne Mixon last, as Lexi Tucker will replace Emily Minert with 6:47 to play. Streaks leading 53-23.
24, Lexi Tucker in.
And also Riley Chalkley in for the first time tonight. She'll replace Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Riley saw her first action last Thursday after coming off a medical issue, and we're glad to see her back for the Streaks. Inbound comes to Riley. That's got to be a 3 seconds.
Yeah, how in the world was that not 3 seconds?
I was going to go back. She missed the shot, and then I think the ball, Miller, went off her. She stood there and dribbled the ball like 6 times and trying to move to position herself for a shot. How did you not call 3 seconds there? Wow. Hey, he called a 5 second call in 3 seconds. Couldn't call the 3 second call though in 6. This is Miller, free throw line, crosses over, knocked away. Oh man, are they calling Andrea?
Jeez.
Nope,
it's
Yvonne.
Gonna go against Yvonne. Wow.
Yeah, Yvonne.
This has just become one of those things where I almost feel like the officials have said, okay, well, Galesburg's up by 30, which we don't have a running clock, of course.
Right.
So anytime there's any kind of foul, we're just going to call it.
Yeah.
Or anything close, it's going to go against Galesburg.
Wow. So going to the free throw line will be
Haley Rose. I thought Miller was the one with the basketball.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Missed it. Yvonne with another rebound. So Haley Rose missed the free throw. That was actually a one and bonus attempt. That was a 17 foul on the Streaks. Lexi Tucker now top of the key. Riley Chalkley. Nice pass back door to Lexi Tucker. Missed a shot. Yvonne mix it with a rebound. Put back. No good. Rebound comes down to still for Sullivan. Yvonne a little bit too far into the basket, but had tried to get a good angle of it. I thought maybe she was going to put it up and in. Now it's a steal by Anna Gugliotta, who's in for the Streaks. Anna comes up with a steal, gives to Riley Chalkley, 6 minutes to play. Now Yvonne between the circles, Lexi Tucker between the circles, out high right side. Riley Chalkley, backdoor pass, Lexi Tucker up off the glass, and missed it. Hurried a little bit too much on that. I think she was way more wide open than she thought she was going to be. Out high right side, Rose, out high left side to Green. Green goes to the left wing.
I'm actually surprised in tournaments like this when they don't have the running clock because – that's a good way to keep your tournament on schedule if there's a blowout.
Green misses the three-pointer. Weak side rebound is, come on, still. Gosh. And Yvonne gets called for the foul on the putback. But, yeah, you're right because, you know, I know they're probably saying, well, we want all the players to get playing time. It's like, well, each team gets 5 games here.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of players, and especially when you play twice a day, there's going to be a lot of players getting playing time for every team. So Avery still goes to the free throw line with 2 shots. Hits the first. As checking in for the Streaks, we have got who came in? Lauren Livingston, and also we got somebody wearing number 30. I think that's
Kaylin Pendergrass is
in
the game.
Is that her?
Yeah, Kaylin's wearing 30 for some reason.
Oh no, Kate.
24.
Okay.
Oh,
Lauren.
Oh, Audrey Peck.
Audrey Peck. She usually wears 40, but she's wearing 30.
No, Anna always wears 40.
Oh, that's right. I just had it written down wrong. Yeah. But still, they don't even have her on the roster here, which is weird. Anyway, so now a push called on Riley Chalkley.
No.
Green.
It's going to be against
Green. Oh, I'm
Green.
Sorry. It's against Green. I thought I was going to say. Knocked away from Riley and got called for the push. Let's see. That will be the second foul on Green.
I'm surprised Coach Massey brought all the freshmen to this tournament.
Yeah. Anna Gugliotta gives to Riley Chalkley right at the center circle. 5:10 to play. 53-25 Streaks lead. Riley Chalkley, right wing. Give and go. Gives it to Audrey Peck. Up off the glass and in. First basket for Audrey tonight. Make it 55-25 Streaks. Under 5 minutes to play in the ball game. Out high left side, this is Green for Sullivan. Now it goes to White out high on the right side, working against Anna Gugliotta. Anna knocks the ball away. It's going to go out of bounds, and Sullivan will trigger from the near sideline near the scorer's table. So Galesburg High boys basketball coming up a little bit later on. 6:40 pregame, scheduled 7 o'clock tip-off over at Taylorville as they take on Rochester tonight. Brad Bennett with Steve Cheeseman will have it for you here on WGIL. Breakfast with the Streaks tomorrow, an 8:30 game for the girls, 9 o'clock for the boys. The girls here on WGIL, the boys on 92.7 FM, the Laser, as the ball gets tapped away, but it goes off of Still Last, and the Streaks will bring the length of the court as Deja Range checks back in. She replaces Lexi Tucker.
19 turnovers now for Sullivan.
4:23 to play, 55-25 Streaks.
I like this move by Coach Massey, too, because by letting Deja go back in there, it's going to let her get a couple more minutes. Alexia Tucker had a lot of minutes in this one, and Deja didn't get as much use as she normally does.
Got it posted up, missed it, got her own rebound. Deja puts it up and in. Great strength by Deja. Missed the first one through some contact. Got the rebound right back up. Her first basket of the night. Make it 57-25 Streaks, under 4 minutes to play. Left wing, this is Cameron, Lane Cameron, with a basketball for Sullivan. Now Green has it out high left side, and she'll bring it back out between the circles. Out high left side, it goes to Rose. Not sure what they're trying to do offensively, but Streaks haven't spread out. Now Riley drives down the right side. Ooh, put it up and in. Foul on Audrey Peck.
All right, I've been waiting to pull this out. Since the last field goal by Sullivan, which came in at the end of the second quarter, the Streaks had scored 32 points.
Wow.
Now, they had to hit 4 free throws during that time period.
Right,
so
but that right there was the first field goal.
32-4 run.
I didn't realize they had even scored one in that third quarter.
Yep, none in the third quarter and none in the first half of the fourth quarter.
So she completes a three-point play, making 57-28 Streaks with 3.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
So Coach Massey has to be pretty happy with his defense there. They went on essentially a 32-4 run before that three-point play.
Caitlin Pendergast on the left wing has it knocked away, but Anna Gugliotta comes up with it, gets to Riley Chalkley near the center circle. Now Deja Range out high right side. Deja gives to Audrey Peck, top of the key, bounces for Riley Chalkley out high left side. Out high right side, it's Anna Gugliotta. Anna puts on the floor, penetrates to the free throw line, kicks back to Riley. She'll drive down the right side of the lane, stop, picks up. Anna has it, now back to Riley on the right wing. Gets a pick, stops, fires a three, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Orris for Sullivan.
The Streak bench really wanted that one to fall.
Yeah, she was right on target, just a little bit strong for Riley Chalkley on that one. And the paint, it goes to Riley, Chloe Riley for Sullivan. She puts it up and in. She's got 5 points all right here within the last few seconds. 57-30 Streaks as they nearly turn it over. It's going to go back to the Streaks on the near sideline in front of their own bench with 2:37 to play. It'll be Caitlin Pendergast to inbound. And it comes to Anna Gugliotta on the right baseline, brings it out to the wing, now bounces for Riley Chalkley out high right side. Riley directs some traffic, calls out a play, dribbles right, gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Trying to get to Audrey over the top instead. Yeah, should have bounced that one, yeah. Should have faked high and bounced as Audrey was rolling to the basket, a little bit high on the pass, though. Streaks turn it over with 2:26 to play, leading 57-30. Right wing, this is White, and it's stolen away by Anna Gugliotta. Nice job by Anna defensively.
Yeah, Anna's got 2 steals in there.
As Riley Chalkley brings it across for the Streaks, gets a pick from Deja out high left side, drives the left side. Nice bounce pass, Rodri. Pick up off the glass and in. Great job by Riley Chalkley. That's something she brought last year late in the season when she came in. She created offense, and mostly for the other players. 59-30 Streaks lead. Something they've missed a little bit of times this year. Could be a 5 call there. They don't do it. And it goes to Chloe Riley. Drives into the paint. 5-footers up and no good. Rebound to Deja. And what's the call? Deja had her hands on the ball.
How does Deja get it?
Deja brought the rebound down, had her hands on the ball, and they blew the whistle and called her for a foul. Called her for a push.
Wow.
What was that?
Well, it's a good thing this game's not tight because that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I thought, well, if you blew the whistle, it was kind of a touch foul from behind on Rose. But
how is she shooting free throws? We had the basketball.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, that's right. It would have been an offensive foul.
Deja hit the basketball.
I don't know.
That was an offensive foul. It should have just been a turnover.
Yeah. So at the free throw line, they give 2 free throws to Lane Cameron because that's 10 team fouls down the Streaks or better than 10. Yeah, you're right. So we had the ball, so we're on. Wow.
I don't know that these guys know what they're doing.
Yeah, not so sure about that. Second one is up. Missed that one. Rebound Audrey Peck for the Streaks. 59-31 with 1:35 to play. Riley Jenkins back in, gives to Anna Gugliotta. Anna dribbles left wing, picks up, bounces back for Riley Jenkins, now out between the circles. Riley on the dribble right side, gets pushed, now splits the defenders and tries a nice pass over the top. Kind of lost her balance, tried to get it to Deja, but it goes off of Sullivan last. Anyway, Streaks will have it back as Riley Chalkley will come back in, and she'll replace Riley Jenkins. Riley for Riley here. R-I-L-E-Y and R-Y-L-E-E.
The only thing I could think of is if they called Deja's foul before she caught the rebound. But if that's the case, then the whistle was extremely late. Like, extremely late. And I'm not exactly sure why Coach McCain keeps throwing out her starters back into the game.
Yeah. On the inbound play, Riley Chalkley to a wide-open Audrey Peck. Couldn't hit the shot because she got fouled from behind, and it went against... I think Miller got called for that. That's her fourth. So Audrey Peck goes to the free throw line and hits the first.
And it can't be because she doesn't have enough players. Because
no.
She has 13 players dressed.
So Audrey Peck, freshman for the Streaks.
This has to be a season high. I can't remember her getting 5 points in a game before.
60-31 Streaks lead, 1:13 to play in the ball game. Right wing, it's Miller. Drives baseline. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey with a rebound. Outlet to Riley Chalkley. On the run, it's Caitlin Pendergast. Left side, lays it up and in. Nice fast break by the Streaks. Started by Audrey Peck with the defensive rebound. So Caitlin Pendergast with her first basket tonight. And now we got a whistle. They're just bringing some subs in now. Sullivan is with 55.9 to play.
Oh, wait a minute. I think that was Lauren Livingston, wasn't it?
No, it was...
14?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're right. No, it was. I'm sorry. That was Lauren. That wasn't Caitlin. That was Lauren Livingston. My bad. Yep. So Lauren Livingston with the basket there. Is Caitlin out? Now, see, I haven't seen Caitlin out there. Now I don't even see her on the bench, for that matter. All right. Shot missed, and Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Running the floor, this is Riley Chalkley with it. Riley drives right baseline, leans it up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Riley. Went back out to the left wing, saw the opening on the baseline, drove it up in, and puts it up and in. Her first basket, 64-31 Streaks, 20 seconds to play in the ball game. Out high left side, nearly stolen away. This is Orris. Orris puts up a 15-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Deja Range for the Streaks. Now it's about this time she had the rebound, then they blew the whistle and called a foul on her last time as the time runs out. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks are back at 500. Final score, Galesburg 64, Sullivan 31. Come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Coming up next, Salem versus Altamont.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry.
and they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Your call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Each SimpliSafe system is a thoughtfully assembled security arsenal. From entry and motion sensors to a high-definition security camera, you'll have everything you need to keep your family safe. CNET called it comprehensive, easy-to-use protection, naming it Editor's Choice for home security. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Right now, save big with SimpliSafe for the new year. Get $200 off our most popular home security system at simplisafe.com/new. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy tonight, a 50-50 chance of snow overnight, low of 3 above, wind chill near 6 below. Below zero wind chills tomorrow with cloudy skies, a chance of snow, high 17. Slight chance of snow tomorrow night, low 9 above, chance of afternoon snow Friday and a high of 17. Right now it's 4 degrees above zero at WGIO.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this evening over Sullivan. The final score, Galesburg 64, Sullivan 31. Streaks held them to just two field goals in the second half, both there in the fourth quarter by Chloe Riley, really late in the game. So the Streaks come out with a win, 64-31. They outscored Sullivan 15-8 in that final quarter. And just a really good effort here, a great comeback effort by the Streaks after what happened this afternoon. And honestly, you play like you did that third quarter, you probably win that game by this much too. That's the tough thing about losing that one earlier today. But it was good to see him bounce back and pick up the win here tonight before the early game tomorrow morning against Altamont. And you know, we don't know much about Altamont. They've got a really good record, but they only beat the Sullivan team by two earlier today. So hopefully the Streaks can kind of take them out of their game like they did Sullivan here this evening. As we're joined here by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post game. Coach's interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And, Coach, what a great job by your girls here tonight. Really impressive. I mean, similar to earlier in the day as the way you came out defensively and kind of were forcing them, I don't know, forcing them into things they didn't want to do, but not letting them do what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I think we played pretty good half-court defense and established that early. And, I think – can't emphasize the big part of our defense is our ability to rebound. We've done such a nice job with that.
Yeah, shooting cures a lot of ills. If you said in the past when you came out and Andrea hit some threes in the first half, you had Chloe hit one, Megan hit one. It was good to see Megan end up with three of them in the game. So it was nice to see some shots finally fall for the girls.
It was, yeah. And, you know, I think, as you said, you know, some of them, They haven't been consistent shooting there, but I thought, you know, Megan both games today has shot the ball pretty well. That sometimes we just got to get her to take more shots with it. But yeah, they did that. I thought, you know, it looked probably easier there, but Sullivan, their defense, that, you know, they went zone, then they went the buzz stuff, the half court stuff, and then they went man-to-man, and I thought we did a good job of not turning it over for the most part against their defense, and hit some shots, but also I thought we're able to get the ball inside and dominate.
Well, you obviously wanted to get some more players in. You do this in this tournament, but especially playing two games that close together, and you had some girls come off the bench and do some really good things. I mean, right off the bat, Lexi Tucker came in, got a couple of baskets, some rebounds, and she did a really nice job off the bench for you, among others.
Exactly. I thought Lexi played very well for us. That, you know, you're always going to get an effort from her. And I thought with her, I had said to her last week in practice that made the comment that watching that sometimes for juniors when they're not playing, it's easy for them to kind of start to go through the motions and say, well, it doesn't matter what I do. And I'm sure she's had feelings where feels like, you know, I've worked hard and is there any reward? And we as coaches appreciate how hard she has worked, and she has gotten better. And when given an opportunity today, she sure played well.
We talked about earlier, didn't make good decisions at times in that game. Well, that didn't seem to be the case here tonight. Really good decisions, and it didn't matter who seemed to have their hands on the ball. They were making really good. You talked about in that earlier game not pulling the trigger on that three-point shot. Didn't seem like anybody was shy to do that tonight.
No. You know, there's things that defensively we've got to keep getting better at. But offensively, the big deal is can we, you know, take care of the basketball and make the defense have to work. And I thought we did a much better job that way.
A little interesting tonight compared to other years down here. You're off a little bit earlier before the early morning game. What obviously you go get some supper. Anything else? Any other plans for the girls tonight?
Well, they're going back to check into the hotel, and then they'll go out for pizza. I'm going to stay and watch these two games, and then catch up with them later. But yeah, early morning that way, and so we'll have to watch. You know, on paper, Altamont that's playing Salem right now is the best team in the in our pool with things, and so you know what, it creates an interesting situation where, you know, that if Salem would win, then it comes down to Altamont and us for who's the second in the pool. If Altamont were to win, then we've still got a chance to be the first seed in it.
All right. Well, Coach, a really nice win for the girls tonight. Great effort, and look forward to talking with you early tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks head coach Evan Massey brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it here tonight by a final of 64-31. Come back and run down our post-game stats. Also, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy three tires and get one for a buck, or pay full price for four tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy three, get one for a buck. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you four beautiful tires for the price of three, plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Every bit of it is designed to make the American people dislike Donald Trump.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson with the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Sullivan Redskins 64-31, the final score here tonight. And, you know, it is interesting, as Coach Massey said, with Altamont, record-wise, the best team in our pool, but only beat that Sullivan team by 2 points in the first game of the day. Then again, that was an early morning game, so you never know if they were ready to play or not. They got a little bit of size, not a ton, but a little bit of size down there. So they'll take on Salem in this next game here this evening. And, yeah, that'll kind of determine what else happens. But Streaks have to try to control their own destiny, only what they can do tomorrow morning. And, again, it'll be an 8:30 game against this Altamont team. Post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks were led by Andrea Sampson's 12 points. And, man, just about everybody scored. Andrea had 12 on 4 3-pointers. Then it was 9 points for Megan Lingefelter on 3 3-pointers, 8 points for Yvonne Mixon on 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 8 points for Chloe McCarthy on a couple of 3-pointers, two for two from the free throw line. 6 points for Lexi Tucker off the bench on three baskets. 5 points for Audrey Peck all in the fourth quarter. A couple of baskets, one for two from the free throw line. 6 points for Emily Meinert on three baskets. Let's see. Did I say Yvonne Mixon with 8 points on four baskets? I did. 2 points for Kelsey Legg on two for two from the line. 2 points for Deja Range on a basket. 2 points for Riley Jenkins on a basket. 2 points for Riley Chalkley on a basket. And 2 points for Lauren Livingston on a basket. Streets with 9 three-pointers in the game. Much better from the line. 5 for 9 from the free throw line. Well, much better shooting overall, which Eric will tell us about coming up. For Sullivan, they were led by a couple of players with 8. Esther Miller with 8 on 3 baskets and 2 for 6 from the line. 8 points for Emily White on a couple of 3s and a 2. That all in the first half. 5 points for Chloe Riley all in the fourth quarter. A couple of baskets, 1 for 1 from the line. 5 points for Avery Steele. A couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 1 point for Lane Cameron on a free throw. 3 points for Lizzie Green on a 3-pointer. They hit 3 threes and were 5 for 12 from the free throw line.
You know, before I dive into the stats, Tom, I you know, basketball is such an interesting game, just like a lot of sports. But, you know, you think back to the first quarter of this game. Neither team could score for the first 4 minutes.
Yeah.
We had the lead after one only because Chloe McCarthy hit a last-second three.
Right.
So we went in with an 8-7 lead. Then they scored the first bucket coming out of into the second quarter to take a 9-8 lead. Looked like a back-and-forth affair. In fact, in that first quarter, I said there's no way this game's getting into the 50s because of the fact that neither team could score. The streaks in the first quarter started the quarter 0-9, and then they hit 3 of their next 5 to end the quarter with an 8-7 lead. Like I said, Sullivan then scores to make it 9-8. Streaks then go on a 13-0 run to take a 21-9 run or lead, only to have that answered by an 8-0 run by Sullivan to make it 21-17. Then the teams went back and forth until the score was 25-21.
Wow.
At that point, the Streaks then proceeded to score 32 points compared to only 4 for Sullivan until late in the fourth quarter, limiting Sullivan to only 2 field goals in the second half. This was just one of those crazy games where the Streaks were not shooting well, and I'll get to that in a minute. And then all of a sudden, the whole complexity of this game got turned on its head.
I hope Will Stevenson was writing all that down.
So just a crazy, crazy game. So 20 turnovers in the game for Sullivan. After 8 in the first half, they turned it over 12 more times. The Streaks, on the other hand, who have had turnover woes all season, turned the ball over 13 times, with 8 of them coming in the first half. So only 5 turnovers after halftime. Streaks, as Coach Massey kind of hit the nail on the head with the rebounding, continued their strong rebounding with a 35-24 edge there over Sullivan, including 12-8 on the offensive boards. Now we'll get into the shooting. Sullivan, who at the half was 9 of 21 from the field, for the game ends up 11 for 38. And as I said, only hit 2 field goals in the second half. Now, the Streaks, on the other hand, they were 10 of 25 at the half.
Mm-hmm.
They were 10 of 16 if you take that 0 for 9 start out of the game.
Right.
So the Streaks finish off 25 of 51, 9 of 23 from deep. So for the game, and without even looking, I guarantee that's their best shooting percentage of the season.
By far.
49%. If you take out the 0 for 9 start, the Streaks shot at 56% from the field.
Yeah.
Just sitting in that first quarter, there was no way you would have sold me that the Streaks were going to, A, get the 64 points, nor B, shoot the ball that well.
Especially 49% after that start.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the last time the Streaks hit more than 5 threes, let alone hit 9.
Yeah.
On the season. So then we're going to look at the individual stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about. Emily Meinert, only 2 boards in this one. She did have foul trouble early. She did, however, contribute 3 assists, or 3 steals and an assist and a block. So she got after it. Yvonne Mixon, although broke her 2-game streak of double-digit rebounds, did manage to get 8 boards and 2 blocks. Lauren Livingston contributed a rebound. Deja Range had 3 rebounds. Anna Gugliotta, 2 steals. Lauren Campbell had a pair of boards, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Chloe McCarthy, 3 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal. Audrey Peck, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks. Alexia Tucker, 2 boards, 1 steal. Andrea Sampson had 3 rebounds and an assist. Riley Chalkley had 2 assists, and one of them a spectacular wraparound pass to Audrey Peck. Then Megan Lingenfelter, who, not known for her board prowess, ended with 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal to go with her 9 points, so her best game of the season. Riley Jenkins had 1 rebound and 3 assists. And Kelsey Legg had 1 rebound, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block.
Wow.
Yeah, you want to talk about team efforts. We haven't seen this team put together this kind of complete game. Well, complete 3 quarters
right.
All season long. Because I would throw out the first quarter because I didn't think that quarter was all that impressive, even though they ended with 8 points in a very short amount of time.
Absolutely. So a good win for the Streaks here tonight. Hopefully that'll get some confidence back in them for an early morning game tomorrow. And you just never know. We've always talked about this, early morning games on whether it's a Saturday or whatever. And sometimes it just, you know, none of us want to be up early playing basketball. And even though they're young kids and figure out they got lots of energy, yeah, they do. But sometimes it doesn't transfer to the basketball court until they've been out there playing for at least a quarter, if not a half. So we'll see what happens tomorrow morning. All right, Streaks win it here 64-31. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
But I can see giving it to the other two.
Back here at Mattoon High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win the ball game. They defeat the Sullivan Redskins 64-31. What a turnaround from the earlier game today. I mean, you play like that for 3 quarters of that game, you probably have the same result, honestly.
Yeah, easily. And you know, the unfortunate thing is, like we talked about, they shot 24% in that game. If they would have shot 30%, they would have won by double digits.
Absolutely. Or even 60% from the free throw line, they probably would have won that one earlier. Well, they turn around and get a good win here tonight. And it's time to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. My goodness, this is a tough one here tonight because so many players did so many things. Of course, Siobhan Mixon, rebound performance. Kelsey Legg, great hustle again with the 4 assists. So, how many steals does she have?
Had 2 steals, 4 steals, assists, 1 assist, block.
And a block. You know, Andrea Sampson, you could argue that she got the streaks going. She had those 3 three-pointers in the second quarter. That kind of sparked the streaks. But many sparks for the streaks that kind of crunch time, which blew this thing open. But I think what we're going to do is divide it up here tonight because a couple of other players, one of them that came in the second quarter and doesn't get a whole lot of playing time and hit a couple of good baskets, had a couple of rebounds, had a steal, had another basket in the third quarter. And just, I mean, when they got the ball to her down on the block, she scored. Did a good job defensively. I don't think she had guarded, I think, the Miller girl well while she was in there. And then the other one, finally getting her shot to fall, hit 1 3 earlier in the day, and then comes back this evening, hits a 3 in the first quarter, and then a couple of them in the third quarter to just kind of continue that streak's run. Also, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal to go along with 9 points. So we're going to split it up with two players here tonight.
Yeah, we're going to go with Andrea finishes.
Okay, well, I was going to say, I wasn't sure. Are we going to go three ways or are we going to?
Let's go two.
I was going Megan and Lexi, but
okay.
But we can go three ways if you want, because it's hard not to, honestly.
Yeah, let's go three, because okay. Andrea started that. I just looked. Her three-pointers took the score from 12-9 streaks to 15-9 streaks, 18-9 streaks, 21-9 streaks. So her three three-pointers were huge in that run. So we're going to go with Andrea Sampson, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Megan Lingenfelter, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal. And Lexi Tucker, 6 points, 2 boards, and a steal.
All right, so our try Dave's Auto by Crunch Time players of the game, Andrea Sampson, Megan Lingenfelter, and Lexi Tucker here tonight. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, again, congratulations to the Streaks. A really great effort here tonight, and they come out with a nice win over Sullivan. Coming up in just a bit, we'll have Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball about 50 minutes from now as 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip between the Streaks and the Rochester Rockets over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman standing by for that game coming up in just a bit here on WGIL. We'll come back with Breakfast with the Streaks tomorrow morning at 8:06 pregame, 8:30 tip, and that'll be a hard start because it'll be the first game of the day, and they'll take on the Altamont Indians, which are getting set to take on the Salem Wildcats here. And, an Altamont win helps the Streaks out, because the Streaks can turn around tomorrow morning. If Altamont wins tonight and the Streaks can beat them, then we're right back in the hunt. I'm not sure what the tiebreaker is.
It's head-to-head, so we would have first, because we would both be 2-1 with us beating Altamont. So if Altamont wins and the Streaks beat them tomorrow, the Streaks get first place in the pool. If Salem wins and then the Streaks win tomorrow, Streaks will have second place in the pool.
Okay. All right. So so they're getting ready to tip off Salem and Altamont here in this game. And, of course, we'll let you know as soon as the game's over tomorrow morning what time we'll play later tomorrow. It'll be either 7 o'clock or 8:30. And then after that game, we'll let you know what time we'll play Friday, which would more than likely either be a 6 o'clock or a 7:30 game coming up on Friday night. Again, our try Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time players of the game, Lexi Tucker, Megan Lingenfelter, and Andrea Sampson. And congratulations again to the Streaks on a victory tonight here, 64-31 over the Sullivan Redskins. Thanks again to our studio engineer tonight, Will Stevenson, getting ready to do a dynamite 10-minute show here coming up.
I don't even think he's going to make it that long.
Yeah, maybe not quite that long. Oh, how many? 3 minutes? Okay. So thanks again to Will for keeping us on the air here today. For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying good night from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.